Chapter 10. Developing a Sustainable Program. Creating a sustainable program is essential for Nautical Salute to honor and work towards healing veterans through therapeutic boat excursions for years to come. Sustainability encompasses financial stability, operational efficiency, volunteer engagement, safety protocols, and community support. This chapter outlines the key steps needed to establish a long-lasting program, including building an operational framework, recruiting volunteers and professionals, engaging in fundraising, and evaluating the program's success. Establishing the operational framework. We are developing a solid operational framework that provides structure, consistency, and safety, ensuring that Nautical Salute operates efficiently and effectively. This framework consists of several key components. Logistics and planning. 1. Scheduled excursions. Plan regular and seasonal excursions to accommodate various groups of veterans. Develop a calendar that takes weather, tides, and seasonal factors into account. Coordinate with participants and partners to avoid conflicts and ensure maximum attendance. 2. Boat availability and maintenance. Identify a fleet of boats that are reliable, safe, and suited to therapeutic excursions. Establish maintenance schedules to ensure the vessels remain in top condition. Collaborate with local marinas, boat owners, or rental services to expand boat availability when needed. 3. Launch sites and routes. Identify convenient and accessible launch sites, ensuring they comply with safety regulations and ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, standards. Plan routes that offer scenic, calming, and tranquil experiences, and ensure they are adaptable to changing conditions. 4. Transportation arrangements. Coordinate transportation for veterans who may not have access to reliable means of getting to their launch sites. Work with local veterans organizations, transportation services, or volunteers to facilitate pickups and drop-offs. Safety protocols. Safety is paramount in any therapeutic program involving water-based activities. Develop comprehensive safety protocols, including 1. Safety training for staff and volunteers. Ensure all boat captains, volunteers, and support staff are trained in basic safety procedures, first aid, CPR, and emergency response. 2. Pre-excursion briefings. Conduct safety briefings before each trip, informing participants of safety measures, life jacket use, and emergency procedures. 3. Emergency plans. Develop and rehearse emergency response plans for potential scenarios such as medical emergencies, sudden weather changes, or mechanical issues. 4. Medical support. Have first aid kits on board and, when possible, ensure a medical professional or volunteer with medical training is present on excursions. Documentation and record keeping. Maintain accurate records to ensure smooth operations and compliance with legal and safety requirements. This includes 1. Participant information. Collect contact details, medical information, with consent, and emergency contacts for all veterans participating in excursions. 2. Waivers and consent forms. Ensure all participants sign liability waivers and consent forms before each trip. 3. Incident reports. Implement a system for documenting any incidents or accidents that occur during excursions, with follow-up protocols for addressing issues. 4. Feedback forms. Distribute feedback forms after each excursion to gather insights for program improvement. Recruiting volunteers and professionals. A dedicated and passionate team is the backbone of Nautical Salute. Recruiting reliable volunteers and professionals ensures the program can run smoothly and deliver high-quality experiences. Roles to fill. 1. Boat operators. Boat operators who are experienced, knowledgeable, and comfortable working with veterans. 2. Therapists and counselors. Mental health volunteers and professionals who can offer support during and after excursions. Their expertise enhances the therapeutic impact of each trip. 3. Support volunteers. Volunteers who assist with logistics, safety, communication, and participant engagement. 4. Administrators and coordinators. Individuals who manage scheduling, communication, record keeping, and partner relationships. Volunteer training and support. 1. Orientation programs. Develop orientation programs to familiarize volunteers with Nautical Salute's mission, values, and procedures. 2. Ongoing training. Offer regular training sessions to keep volunteers updated on safety protocols, therapeutic techniques, and best practices for engaging with veterans. 3. Recognition and appreciation. Show gratitude through volunteer appreciation events, certificates, and public recognition. Happy and valued volunteers are more likely to stay committed to the program. Fundraising and community engagement. Sustaining Nautical Salute requires consistent funding to cover expenses such as boat maintenance, fuel, insurance, transportation, and professional support. Here are strategies for successful fundraising and community engagement. Diverse fundraising strategies. 1. Grants. Apply for grants from government agencies, veteran support foundations, and mental health organizations. Tailor each application to highlight the unique therapeutic benefits of nautical therapy. 2. Corporate sponsorships. Partner with local businesses, marinas, and corporations that support veterans. Offer sponsorship opportunities for boat trips, equipment, or events. 3. Donations and crowdfunding. Create donation drives and crowdfunding campaigns through platforms like GoFundMe or Kickstarter. Share powerful stories of impact to motivate donors. 4. Funding outreach events. Host events such as charity boat rides, fishing tournaments, or veteran appreciation dinners. Engage the community and raise both awareness and funds. 5. Merchandising. Sell branded merchandise such as t-shirts, hats, and accessories to promote the program and generate revenue. Community outreach. Engaging the community fosters a sense of shared responsibility and support for veterans. Strategies include 1. Public speaking engagements. Share the mission of Nautical Salute at community centers, schools, and veteran organizations. 2. Media campaigns. Utilize social media, local news outlets, and podcasts to highlight the program's impact and successes. 3. Collaborative events. Partner with local organizations to host joint events, raise awareness, and build connections. Evaluating program success. Regular evaluation ensures that Nautical Salute meets its goals and continually improves. Key steps for evaluation include defining success metrics. 1. Quantitative metrics. Track the number of excursions, veterans served, and partnerships formed. 2. Qualitative feedback. Collect testimonials, surveys, and personal stories to understand the emotional and psychological impact. 3. Outcome-based metrics. Measure changes in PTSD symptoms, level of anxiety, and feelings of isolation through pre- and post-excursion assessments. Continuous improvement. 1. Review feedback. Regularly review feedback to identify areas for improvement. 2. Adapt and evolve. Adjust the program based on participant needs, volunteer input, and emerging best practices in therapy. 3. Annual reviews. Conduct annual reviews to assess overall progress and set new goals. The framework. Developing a sustainable program for Nautical Salute ensures that the mission of honoring and healing veterans continues long into the future. By creating a solid operational framework, recruiting passionate volunteers, securing funding, and continuously evaluating success, Nautical Salute can provide transformative experiences on the water for countless veterans. Through careful planning, dedication, and community support, we can ensure that no veteran feels isolated and that every hero has the opportunity to find healing, camaraderie, and renewed purpose on the open sea.